Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh man, what a beautiful day in St. Louis. Nice and sunny, gorgeous weather as we head into fall, I would say officially, right? Fred's feeling pretty good. Did you take that walk with Luna this morning?
I did, and I wore a jacket today.
You know, I thought of you this morning, and here's why. I had to get up early, earlier than usual, because you say you get up at what?
Six.
Like six. Okay, that's way too early for me. It's like I've told you, some of the guys I play the racquetball league with at the MAC, I say I can play, you know, in the mornings, typically early in the morning, and they say 6:30. I'm like, 8:30. Early is 8:30.
I guess to it me. All depends.
But Alexa is part of this thing, and I think I told you last year, and I missed this because we were in Greece. She's part of Stanton Singers, which is
right.
You know, like a little group that her school does, and they were able to do, you know, God Bless America. I think they did God Bless America at the Cardinals game in May. And I think they get to do something else. She's not exactly sure what it is right now. But the reason I bring it up is because I had to get up early. So I was on the road at like 6:45. And honest to God, I thought about you. I'm like, you know, Fred's probably up right now.
That's
walking
it.
Around with Luna.
I am.
And it was foggy where I live. Was it really foggy where you are or not?
No, it wasn't foggy.
So I live near the Merrimack River. So that's why. But I mean, it was thick, thick fog. Basically, you couldn't see more than 100 yards in front of you. This was, again, around, you know, 7 o'clock to 7:30 this morning. So it was pretty crazy out there with the fog, and I guess with the change in temperatures, we're going to get that. We got a lot going on here on the show today. I'm doing my best to kill a little time because we're having some problems getting Sue on this afternoon, which is starting to be a little bit of a trend. Brian Kilmeade's going to join us in a couple of minutes. Of course, you heard him on the radio here this morning on 97.1 FM Talk. His television show outside of Fox and Friends, which airs every day, One Nation, is on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. St. Louis time. Michael Cannon's going to be with us this afternoon at 3:30. He is the director of health policy studies at the Cato Institute. And, you know, one thing that's being claimed here in the government shutdown is all this stuff about Obamacare and the Obamacare subsidies. And I think Michael's going to be a pretty good person to kind of set us straight on some of that here this afternoon. We have Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com joining us. And then the Blues start their season this week, Fred, as
right,
you know.
Against Minnesota.
And Chris Kerber, the Blues broadcaster, I guess we should say radio and TV, because he's doing both now, which is kind of weird. I really haven't even talked to Chris about that. I know that might have been somewhat controversial because John Kelly was let go. The good news is John Kelly has got a great gig.
ESPN
now.
He's
in Los Angeles, right. So, but isn't he also calling the Kings?
I know, you know, I imagine he is. I saw that a couple of weeks ago, but now I just heard it's ESPN. So I guess maybe it's both.
Oh, well, maybe it is both. I don't know. Well, sometimes they do. They cross over and they do some of the playoff games and stuff like that as well. But he seemed to have made out Okay, we do have, we had a switch. I think we had Eric Schmidt scheduled for today. I really want to talk to Senator Schmidt about some of these things that are going on with, not only with the shutdown, but with, you know, right now they have this Antifa roundtable that's going on. Let me see what this sounds like right now. Let's check this out.
Antifa is real. Antifa has been around in various iterations for almost 100 years in some instances, going back to the Weimar Republic in Germany. And it's now been just under 1 month since we saw a far leftist murder Charlie Kirk, and we saw thousands upon thousands of people, other far leftists and people in positions of authority, people like nurses and pilots and doctors and HR departments, celebrating the death and the murder of Charlie Kirk.
So that's Jack Posobiec. He's got a tremendous following on Twitter. He's more along the lines of like an independent journalist.
That one of the bullet casings read, "Hey, fascist, catch," on it. One of the other bullet casings right next to that had "Bella Chow" written on it. Now, "Bella Chow" is a song that is known in Antifa circles as the international anthem of Antifa. And all of us around the world, around this room, that have studied Antifa, we're very familiar with these symbols. And Mr. President, I think the situation is getting worse. When you look at people like Luigi Maggioni in his 20s, Thomas Matthew Crooks, of course, who took a shot at you, sir, the ICE shooter in Dallas, and now this Tyler Robinson, we're starting to see a pattern of more and more murderous violence. And this same violence is not just random. It is targeted assassinations, which are getting worse. And every single one of us in this room that goes out there, and obviously you as well, sir, and all the staff, we are now under that threat every single day.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think he's right about that. Again, that's Jack Posobiec. He is doing a live event. They're describing it as a roundtable on Antifa that's taking place at the White House right now. I'm sure Brian, when he joins us here in a couple of minutes, will have something to say about that. I think we got Sue. Do we have Sue now?
Yeah.
We had some, oh, well, that's good. I only hear you in one ear. I don't know what that means. Fred, do you?
Well, Fred's, I can hear me in two ears.
Fred has my headphones on, and they
only
work.
Hear
my
in
old
ear.
Headphones only have that's it right. in one ear, but that throws me off because I don't know if the audience is only hearing you in one ear or not. Ethan, do you have any way of telling that? Because I can only,
I
don't have anything in queue right now, so I don't think it's me. I think it's, this is always fun to do live on the air. He's pressing a couple of different buttons to see if it changes anything. Testing, we'll see if that works. Does that work? No. That didn't work. So we'll just kind of move forward and hope that everything is okay. And we hope that everything's okay also. And I'm going to start with the biggest story of the day. I was kind of waiting, Sue, to get you on the air for the biggest story of the day because, you know, we talked about this yesterday. This is huge. Everyone wants to know how the hell Dolly Parton is because her sister basically killed her off yesterday.
Well, today's October the 8th, and obviously I'm here. Everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease. I appreciate your prayers because I'm a person of faith. I can always use the prayers. There's just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
She's so nice, too, because like the way I would have done that is my idiot sister's out there on X, formerly Twitter, telling people that I'm about to die. I wish she would shut up, but I'm just fine, right?
Okay, but she's Dolly Parton.
I know. She's much nicer than I am.
Yes.
But I mean, that was like going crazy yesterday. You brought it up, and it was all over Twitter. Is Dolly okay? By the way, I do hear Sue in both ears, Ethan. Works his magic.
Hey.
Does that mean the audience only heard her in one ear, too?
No.
Okay, you sure about that? Because that's weird to me. You're not sure about that. See, that's the thing.
You know what I'm sure about? I think they said that she was fighting kidney stones.
Dolly?
Okay,
so she did have, there's a medical situation with Dolly. It's just nothing that's going to, you know, get us to say farewell to Dolly this week. I think that's a good thing. No, I know. I don't think that would be good. Hey, you know, I'm seeing a lot of... did you watch that baseball game last night, Fred?
Oh, I did.
Man, unbelievable. But I'm seeing a lot of ads for Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary movie.
Yeah, I heard one on Fox last hour on
TV. And on sports, though. I've seen, when I was watching the game last night, that Yankees game, it was funny. My friend Rick in Las Vegas sent a text that says, oh, look, isn't it great that the Yankees are going to get swept? And then 15 minutes after that, Aaron Judge hits that just boomer of a home run that goes off the foul pole. It was incredible.
It was a crazy game last night.
You know, here's the thing, and I think I'm getting off track for what I was going to talk about, but I don't like the Yankees just because, you know, they're the Yankees, right? It's kind of like you don't like the successful teams. A lot of people probably had hatred for the Cardinals when we were good. But here's where I draw the line. That other team that they're playing, they're from Canada. And I don't know what it is. I don't hate Canadians. I don't like Canadian sports franchises in our country. I'm a Christian white nationalist sports fan, I guess, is what I'm trying to say right now. There's just something about it.
Now, I get that.
Hockey's a little different, but then again, where would hockey in Canada be without hockey in America and the National Hockey League? Ethan, you tell me.
I'm trying
what the hell would they have up there? Three teams, right?
When was the last time that a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup?
See, there you go. Florida.
It's been a long time.
The land
time.
Of sunshine is winning Stanley Cups.
Right, they just exactly. raised their banner last night, which I also have some good news for you. We obviously, I think this might be my favorite time of sports of the year because you got the NFL is really getting into the heat of the season.
Yeah.
There is football on for the next 49 days.
Oh, that's beautiful.
College
Even
and NFL.
Like a Tuesday
49 days. Isn't that beautiful? So we have Conference USA football tonight.
That's okay.
But it's football.
I'll take it.
We have the playoffs for baseball, and the blue season starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
which you'll be having on.
Chris Kerber's going to come on a little bit later. Sue, are you as fired up about all that football as we are?
Yeah,
man.
Actually, I do like, you know it, but you guys are a little more hardcore than me, and I have no fantasy.
No.
But let me go back to my original point here. I think I was talking about Soul on Fire, right? So the John O'Leary story, and for people who don't know it, we will familiarize you with it on Friday evening. John is fantastic. I've known him for a long time. He set himself on fire when he was a kid. He's lucky to be alive. All of a sudden, Jack Buck got wind of the story and started the legendary Cardinals broadcaster, started visiting John in the hospital and encouraging him, and he completely credits Jack Buck with essentially saving his life. And John went on to have burns over a good portion of his body. He's got a great family, though, and a great career as a, you know, he does the lecture circuit and all of that inspirational.
Speaker, yeah.
So, you know, he's written a book about this. He's had a lot of coverage over the years on his story. Well, Hollywood came calling a couple of years ago. And one of the things I love about this is that, you know, they filmed it here in St. Louis. That's not something that's typical for films, even that might have a reference to a city. They go to Toronto. They go to Georgia where the film credits are. But as John has, you know, kind of told us here on the show, when the director came here to St. Louis, he's like, oh, well, we got to do it here. Anyway, he's on Friday. This is a long way of me saying I have been invited to multiple screenings of this, and I never was able to make one, but I bought tickets for Alexa and I. She really wants to see it because I've told her about John O'Leary. And we're going to go tomorrow night, and John will be on the show on Friday evening.
Nice.
Yeah. There was an article that the Post-Dispatch put out about different locations where Soul on Fire was filmed. Did you happen to see this, Mark?
I don't think I saw the most recent one, no. They did do something earlier this summer on that, I think. So I might have seen it.
You mind if I share a couple
of
them? Chaffetz Arena is one of the spots. It says there's a couple of big ones at Busch Stadium as well. The West Pine Mall, the school's Salus Center, the Shrine of St. Joseph. There's a couple of them, but it seems like they really went. I feel like you don't see this very often. They went to a bunch of different spots within the city of St. Louis to record this film, which, especially for St. Louis, is not common.
And the whole commercial for the film, which is a little different than the trailer. The trailer is longer, but the commercial for the film opens up with a shot of the arch. And then if you look real carefully underneath there's a bunch of gunfire and people that are shooting each other. I was waiting for Sue to respond.
Dignify that with
one.
A response.
If you also see the commercial or the trailer, there's a scene in which the younger John O'Leary is getting his diploma, and the real John O'Leary is the one handing him the diploma. So John's got a little cameo.
It says they also used John's parents' house for some of the scenes
where it happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Anyway, we got Brian Kilmeade coming up. I'll make some more shooting references in the city of St. Louis, unfortunately. So Sue will get mad at me. I really do have one that's unfortunate. That's coming up.
Looking better than a body has a right to. And shaking me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month,
but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, he's always one of my favorites, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. This is a money soundbite from earlier.
I'm shocked that Smith, I thought he was smarter than this. I mean, I've got rocks in my driveway that are smarter than this. I want to have a separate hearing. This is serious as 4 heart attacks and a stroke. This is the sort of thing that happens in a country whose Powerball jackpot is 287 chickens and a goat. This doesn't happen in America.
Where does he come up with that? I actually heard him address that issue during his interview this morning. Brian Kilmeade is back with us. I love Senator Kennedy. Brian, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mark?
I'm okay. What do you think about this stuff with Jack Smith? We have one of our senators here, Senator Hawley, who is one of the targets with what happened with the tracking. Now, I was pretty careful here yesterday, and I do think there's a distinction. Senator Hawley repeated time and time again at this hearing the other day that, you know, these were wiretaps. That's not exactly what happened. They were tracking. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not egregious, and it's certainly more than questionable, but they weren't wiretapping. They weren't listening to conversations or reading text messages. They were tracking where these people were. For what reason, I'm not sure we all know at this point, but that's a difference between wiretapping, I believe.
All I could tell you is it makes absolutely no sense. And we had Brian Fitzpatrick on today, and he was a former FBI guy who's got the CIA oversight as part of his committee assignments. And I said, listen, what am I missing? I mean, could there be a real reason? I mean, if you're investigating Trump, you have to investigate Josh Hawley, and who knows what kind of pressure they put on the staff. And he said, no, there's no reason to do it. And you saw how incensed Lindsey Graham got. And he's suing. He's like, I'm going to sue Buzz Jack Smith personally. I'm going to be suing the CIA. So these guys really angry that they were one of the 8 that were being looked at as far as investigation of Trump. But think about this. What they tell us about Jack Smith, I think it was the governor of Virginia. They overcharged him by so much and were so aggressive, they lost the case. Same thing with Senator Menendez. He lost another one. He goes in there and he goes all guns a-blazing. He overcharges, and either he gets his conviction and gets overturned, or he doesn't get his conviction. And it looks like he saw a career-defining moment with Trump. And he was flipping Trump's lawyers, bankrupting his staff, indicting numbers of people that they knew it didn't have the financial wherewithal. Had to cut a deal that made them look guilty. And if Trump didn't win, I think Jack Smith's goal was jail.
Yeah, by the way, this has been surprising to me because they, and I want to talk about Jay Jones here in a second, they haven't really done the same thing in that situation. But I've heard several Democrats, even Chris Coons and some of the nuttier ones, say that they have problems with this Jack Smith, you know, tracking as well. So I think we're going to try to get to the bottom of that a little bit more moving forward. On this Jay Jones thing from Virginia, I've been covering it on the show. It's not getting a lot of national attention outside of Fox, Brian, but I am stunned. You know, there's things that happen in politics where we shake our heads. This is one that really has me confused. You got a guy that essentially wishes death upon the children of a political rival, says some awful things in a text message exchange, and then maybe even some worse things in a phone call, and all the Democrats are standing with him right now. I mean, ordinarily, if this was a Republican running for, you know, attorney general here in Missouri and this kind of stuff got out, I would like to think Republicans would condemn it and say, no, enough is enough. But that's not even happening with Democrats right now.
It's not. And they just wanted radio silence. ABC, CBS, I think one of the networks did 61 seconds on it.
NBC.
And that's all.
Yeah.
So that's the one network that does something. Okay, who watched? Who cares? In Virginia, they say, I can't get him off the ballot. It's too close. I can't lose that position of attorney general. So I'm going to leave him on, get him to apologize, and have it blow over. The only way he would leave if Spanberger's number started dipping, which very well could, because they've been immediately, there's money on the right. Immediately, Winsome Sears started putting this in her ads, you know, along with the bathroom. You know, she's for transgenders in bathrooms of all types. Remember that. And she does this interesting thing of not answering the question, which means you're for it. And she does not answer the question about Mondami, a socialist. How does that do with your party? Where Ned Lamont, a Connecticut Democratic governor, came out and said he will destroy the financial sector and hurt my state if he actually wins. That's called, I know he's not up for election, but you know, he didn't have to do that. The Democratic Party chair in New York didn't have to do it and say, I'm not endorsing him. But you have no guts from Spanberger, no guts from Mikey Sherrill, no guts obviously from Hakeem Jeffries, Senator Schumer, and then you have no guts for anyone in Virginia. They just want to get to Election Day. And how bad is it too that over 400,000 votes have already been cast prior to this story being published?
I know that's part of the problem with the early voting. I want to make it easier for people to vote, but that's one of the issues right there that this story breaks. And I would hope it's getting a lot more attention in Virginia with the local media, and I think it is, compared to nationwide right now. All right, the shutdown is at 1 week. I thought it might be over sometime this week. Seems like it's going to go on a little bit further. Any gut check or anything you're hearing right now on how long this is going to drag out, Brian?
Well, I had Langford on, and I had Rick Scott on, and nobody had an idea. Rick Scott said at least another week. But I don't think anybody knows. You know why? They're not talking. There's no strategy. So I can't even say that we're trying to break this one or trying to break that one. I can't even get Republicans to admit they're working some vulnerable Democrats. So it's a stare down. And they want the president to stay out of it. Don't anyone kid you. The president is not being lazy about it. They want him to stay out of it.
Yeah, because
they want to just get into the nuts and bolts of it, and they don't want to cut a deal. They think it's a very bad precedent. We pass a big, beautiful bill. They go for tremendous lengths to do it. They took political sacrifices to pass it. No Democrats vote with it, and now they want to reverse it piece by piece, and starting with health care. You know, they're going to ask for something else next. They're going to ask for the raise in the top bracket next. So, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, I got to make sure that Jon Stewart doesn't get mad at me and Jimmy Kimmel doesn't go off on me, so I'm going to act tough. And I see right through it. This is not where the hill they should die on.
No.
They should go with Big Ten to win the midterm.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Well, they think that the health care issue is one. And, you know, I think to a certain extent they're right that they tend to win in some of the polling on that. And I guess maybe that's what this is about. They have no leverage here in the shutdown argument. And the Republicans, and I don't know if they're looking for a commitment down on paper to say, okay, we're going to talk about these subsidies moving forward. But I had seen some reporting that, you know, the administration was at least open to that. But that's not an issue for right now. That's an issue for December. So, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of hope right now. But it is interesting the way that, you know, Trump is kind of staying out of this.
Yeah, and I don't even think they wanted that one meeting in the White House. You know, the president said, yeah, I'll take a meeting. You know, what the hell? And they go, no, Mr. President, don't do that. Right? We've been working on this. We should not be taking this meeting. There should be no negotiation. It's a clean CR for a reason. And then they got the one meeting when everybody was there. And now the president has kind of complicated things a little bit. He said, yeah, I'm open to talking about health care that helps people. And that's all Schumer had to hear. Now he says the president wants to compromise. and it looks like they're breaking. What he is the president takes questions for an hour, and he says he doesn't pre-think a lot of things. But he says, he made it clear later, said, oh, yeah, I'll talk to you after.
Right.
I'll talk to you after you open up the government.
Exactly. Brian Kilmeade is back with us. Hey, I know it's a competing network, but this is a big media story. What are the folks at Fox saying about Barry Weiss taking over CBS News?
As a company, I have no idea. But as an American, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because he's done a phenomenal job at Free Press. And it helps me get ready for the show, to read some of this stuff and listen to some of this stuff. I get guest ideas from them, but they're not conservative. She isn't. I just love the way they say the Free Press is a conservative outlet.
Yeah,
what are you talking
about?
It's not conservative. No. What are you talking about?
It's just good reporting. A lot of the reporting is just really good.
And Mark, these people that would never hire us at CBS and these networks are outraged that Barry Weiss would come in as a Bulgarian on the outside to ruin this great, this historic channel, which has not been relevant for decades, and it's not been even contending. Since Walter Cronkite or Dan Rather retired. So, and their morning show is absolutely terrible, and it's agenda driven. So they go in there, and CBS got sued for a reason. Excuse me, 60 Minutes got sued for a reason. Their agenda driven magazine show that has ruined their reputation, if you ask me. And now you have somebody come in there and say, okay, I love what you did for 3 years. Can you bring that here? And instead of going along with it, they're outraged, panicked, and shaking. It's crazy.
I know, but I love
it. Arrogance.
I love it. We'll see what happens. I have high hopes and maybe too high hopes for some changes over there, but I am a fan of the Free Press and you know kind of what Barry is all about. You got anything set, Brian, for the Sunday night show?
A lot. I did an expanded thing on Tim Green, the outstanding football player broadcaster who has ALS. Now he's got a podcast. The AI has recreated his voice. His mind is great. He does it with his son. You're going to flip out when you see it. So I'm bringing it back for the Sunday show. I premiered it on Fox and Friends. I also have Bill Bratton, maybe America's most respected police chief, on what we're witnessing with the ICE eruptions. As well as Hugh Hewitt will be with us. Emily Austin will be there and working on a few other things. But I really want to hear what you think of the story on Tim Green. If I tell you his background, a lawyer, number one pick to the Atlanta Falcons, All-American at Syracuse, a Rhodes Scholar, you'd say, who became a broadcaster, host of Inside Edition, and then has a successful law firm. Real estate guy, father of six, you'd say, what a perfect life. He has GQ looks like he's like Superman, only a more bulkier Christopher Reeves. And then he gets this, and to think that's not going to slow him down. I just think that a guy like you could really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Very inspirational.
One Nation airs Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central here in St. Louis. Brian, have a great week. We'll talk next week.
Go get them all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I love the talking points from Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, especially because the Obamacare subsidies that they're fighting about right now were temporary, and then they were extended as temporary, not permanent.
A one-year extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits is not acceptable. It's a non-starter. Like, what world are these MAGA extremists living in right now?
The bottom line is that Trump and his people are trying to threaten, use these people as pawns and say they're not going to get paid, they're not going to get back pay, and all of these kinds of things. They realize it. So I've talked to air traffic controllers. I've talked to many, and they resent how Trump is trying to use them.
Well, we'll see what happens there. It doesn't look like the shutdown is going to wrap up this week. And I don't know what kind, as we just talked with Brian Kilmeade, what kind of negotiations might be going on behind the scenes. But I do want to focus on the healthcare aspect of this and the claims that are being made about Obamacare, et cetera. And Michael Cannon is with us. He's the director of health policy studies at the Cato Institute this afternoon. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So explain, if you can, just because I think this gets confusing even for people who might be paying closer attention. But when it comes to the claims about Obamacare and the subsidies and what the Democrats are asking for right now, can you explain that? Because what Speaker Johnson and the Republicans will say is, yeah, this is certainly an issue, but it's an issue of policy that should be discussed in December, not with a CR and a clean CR that you all voted on in the spring anyway. So break that issue down, if you can, for me.
So Obamacare, when it took effect in 2014, doubled or tripled premiums for a lot of people because it loaded up health insurance with a lot of things, a lot of taxes and a lot of coverage that people don't want. And it provided subsidies way back in 2014, starting way back there, for people making, you know, below $128,000 per year. So if you're above the poverty line and below that line, moderate income people, you get subsidies to help afford this overpriced coverage. And that's not what we're talking about today. No matter what Congress does, those subsidies are still going to be there. But what we're debating today is that Democrats said that those subsidies weren't enough. Obamacare made things so expensive that we needed more money, more money. And so what Democrats did in 2021 and extended through the end of this year are subsidies for people making beyond $130,000 per year, all the way up to $600,000 per year. We are talking here about Obamacare subsidies for the wealthy. And the reason Democrats need to offer people making $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 per year. Some of them can get a subsidy of $7,000. The reason Democrats want to protect those subsidies is because they know that Obamacare is overpriced junk. It's overpriced junk, and it is. And if people see the full premium, they're going to say, forget it, I don't want to enroll in this. That will reveal Obamacare's unpopularity. Congress will want to reopen it, and Democrats want to avoid that. So they just want to keep throwing money at this to numb consumers to the pain of Obamacare. And it is ridiculous that we are even talking about subsidizing people earning $500,000 per year.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, a lot of people aren't even hearing the reality of the discussion because, you know, the legacy media isn't telling the whole story. When it comes to the subsidies, how are the subsidies applied? I think what you wrote in your piece is that it's something, you know, the government basically sends checks to the insurance companies. You're not getting money in your account to use. It's basically a deduction, and then the insurance company gets the money.
One of the deceptions that Obamacare's authors baked into the law was calling these subsidies tax credits, which sounds great. It sounds like they're tax reduction. They are not. You send the same amount of money to the IRS, and then they send a check to an insurance company but call it a tax credit to you. And the way it works is your Obamacare caps the amount that you have to pay in health insurance toward your Obamacare plan, and it caps it as a percentage of income. And whatever is the difference between that percentage of that amount of your income, that dollar amount, and the premium, the government pays the difference. And so since the government is paying 100% of that difference, no one really has much of it. That is for a benchmark plan. And so the premiums for Obamacare have been going up and up, and the subsidies increase with them. And that's why there's no reason not to let people purchase insurance outside of Obamacare, because if premiums go up for the people who remain in Obamacare, they won't have to pay any more. They'll just, you know, the subsidies will go up with the premiums. But if you let people go outside of Obamacare, listen to what the Congressional Budget Office had to say about letting people buy insurance free from Obamacare. What they said was that most people in the Obamacare exchanges and the uninsured people who are sitting out the exchanges would be able to get comprehensive health insurance, maybe with lower deductibles and broader provider networks, so better health insurance on those dimensions than Obamacare, for at a premium that is up to 60% lower than an Obamacare, than the lowest cost Obamacare premiums. What that means is we could be making health insurance affordable for most of the people in the Obamacare market without any government subsidies. Never mind subsidies up to people earning $500,000 per year. We could allow them to get health insurance, afford health insurance on their own without having to rely on taxpayers. All we have to do is give them the freedom to choose their own health plans. Democrats are terrified of that as well, for reasons I could explain.
Yeah, well, so the great, you know, one of the great ironies here, I think, is when I was talking about this on the radio 13 years ago, or whenever they were trying to jam this, you know, down our throats, I was spending a lot of time with former Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri. And, you know, the goal, and I understand a lot of American people were frustrated, premiums were going up. Well, I was told time and time again by President Obama, Democrats, Senator McCaskill, that premiums would go down, right? Our premiums would go down. Well, that never happened and never was going to happen the way they manipulated the market.
That did not happen. What they did was they shifted the premium from the premium payer to the taxpayer. And when you do that, the price goes up, not down. And the price of Obamacare coverage has gone up so high at this point that Democrats feel like they have to subsidize people making $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $400,000, $500,000 per year. And if you have to subsidize people making $500,000 per year, I got bad news for you. Your plan is not affordable.
I would say.
And yeah. I heard a clip. I heard the clip you were mentioning, or you had played earlier, where some politician was saying that someone is using consumers as pawns. It's Democrats who are using consumers as pawns right now. They created these subsidies so that they would disappear on December 31st, leading into a midterm election year.
Right, that was by
because they wanted to make these subsidies for the wealthy permanent. They didn't have the votes to do it, even when Democrats were controlling Congress and the White House. And so they made them temporary, expiring just before an election year, with the hope that they could then whip up opposition to whip up support for them by panicking people using those consumers as pawns. And if Congress didn't reauthorize the subsidies, use it as an election issue to get more Democrats, to elect more Democrats into office. There's no way that Obamacare supporter in Congress has any, there's any legitimacy to their attacks of using that others are using consumers as pawns. That is what every last Obamacare supporter is doing right now.
What is your position on this back and forth? We're not hearing it as much here in the last couple of days on whether or not illegals are getting health care at the expense of the American taxpayer. The Democrats say, no, that's not happening. That's not going to happen. Right. That you guys are lying about this, and vice versa is happening right now.
Let me start by saying that I really don't like the demonization of immigrants that I'm hearing in this debate, because immigrants built this country. My grandparents were immigrants, et cetera. Okay. That's number one. Number two, I think the Republicans are right here, not to demonize immigrants, but to say, hey, the Medicaid program is vulnerable to so much gaming by states, so many shell games and scams that states run to get more money out of the federal government, that, yeah, some of that is ending up subsidizing health care for undocumented immigrants, and it should not be, but that's because the federal government shouldn't be subsidizing health care for anybody, and we should stop singling out that group. And I blame Republicans for demonizing immigrants in this debate, and I blame Democrats for giving them the opportunity by compelling people to subsidize other people's health care, which leads to this sort of social discord. If we let people make these decisions for themselves, we wouldn't be having this fight over subsidies for immigrants, because we would be respecting people's right to make that choice themselves. You can't just point the finger at Republicans here. Democrats also bear much of the blame.
Michael Cannon, great to have you on. Great stuff this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Anytime. You know, and I think a lot of people are fascinated. I certainly was captivated in a very tragic way by the fires out in Los Angeles earlier this year, the Palisades fire in particular. That killed 12 people, and, you know, the images were just stunning, and they still are, because they haven't rebuilt part or most of that area, and they're having trouble. I think I saw a story in the LA Times. I go to the LA Times every day. There was a school that was shut down from the fires that finally opened back up, so maybe some progress. But this was fascinating today. They held a news conference this morning, and I didn't know this was coming. I'm not sure how many people did. They've arrested a suspect for starting that Palisades fire, and it's an Uber driver that apparently set it days earlier. Now, at the time, I remember that there was some theory that there was a fire that was set in the aftermath of New Year's celebrations, where they were, you know, setting off fireworks and maybe something was smoldering. But they arrested this guy, 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht, who's actually from Florida, and charged him with a bunch of things today.
He is charged with starting a fire on January 1st, which is the fire that burned down the Palisades. It did take a week to reignite, but he is charged with starting the Palisades fire. He started it on January 1st.
So this is interesting, and this is the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they brought the receipts this morning. Usually you have the feds involved, and, you know, they put the pieces together. This was a 9-month investigation with local authorities, but they really tracked what this guy did. They have, you know, video images. They can detect exactly where that fire started. Listen to some of the evidence here.
The evidence is based on, you could see some of the key evidence, including the fact that he was the only person in this location at the time this fire ignited. We have no other indication that any other person was there. There were no fireworks at the time. We have several cameras in the vicinity that are there designed to detect fires, and this fire was detected almost right away by those sensors. So there's no indication of fireworks or other things that would have started this. He was the only person there. You heard about this music video and song he would listen to, which had imagery of fires, and you could see some of his thought process in the months leading up, where he was generating some really concerning images up on ChatGPT, which appears to show a dystopian city being burnt down.
That is Bill Sali, who is the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California. And yeah, what he referred to there is, I guess he had something on his phone or a computer that was from ChatGPT, which depicted a burning city. Now, one of the things, and this is kind of fascinating when law enforcement does this, but they had to recreate, to a certain extent, safely recreate the fire.
We went up and recreated a fire very safely with our partners LA Fire, using butane and scientific process to create the fire behavior in the exact lunar time that the fire started, meaning the exact size the moon was, and as close to the starlit environment that fire started. So we could recreate scientifically a fire and see how fixed surveillance points saw that fire as it developed. from other evidence that we collected.
You heard that previous bite referring to the music and the video for this French song, which is about despair and bitterness, and it shows a trash can being lit on fire. He had listened to the song 9 times in the 4 days before he set the fire. He went and he watched the fire grow. He took videos in a hidden place. He lived in that neighborhood. And he parked his car, and then apparently he contacted a former friend via Facebook Messenger at about 11:38. So they track all these things. At the base of the trail, there was a sign that said, danger, no fires, smoking. He walks up this dirt path, and they think he lit it just with a lighter. Because, again, there were some rumors that fireworks were a factor. They say, nope, likely a lighter.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.